Splash.
Splash.
The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him all coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, Cardinals putting late week touches on their preparation for Monday Night Football under the lights at Estadio Azteca in Mexico City against the 49ers. Still no resolution on whom the quarterback will be, although Kyler Murray and Colt McCoy were both on the practice field in limited roles on Thursday. Those who were not on the practice field for the Cardinals, Buda Baker, DeAndre Hopkins, DJ Humphreys, Byron Murphy. For the 49ers, defensive tackles Eric Armstead and Javon Kinlaw were out, as were defensive end Nick Bosa and tackle Trent Williams. But Bosa and Williams took rest days.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a lot of preview today, a lot of preview leading up to Monday Night Football on Monday's show.
And keep in mind, for all Cardinal fans, today is like a Thursday, even though it's a Friday for the Cardinals. So inactives and injured players, you got the extra day. So yes, don't freak too much.
Cardinals headed to Mexico City tomorrow to get acclimated. Ryan Tannehill threw for a season-high 333 yards, two touchdowns. Derrick Henry ran for 87 yards and a score and threw a touchdown pass. Titans marched into Lambeau Field and beat the Packers 27-17 on Thursday Night Football. The Packers are pretty much done. Stick a fork in them, right?
Hey, not only that, is Aaron Rodgers done?
Certainly.
He sure looked it last night.
It was not along the lines of that resurgent performance we saw 2 weeks ago. That was not good. We won't get football in a blizzard or the after effects of one in week 11 because of the NFL has moved Sunday's Cleveland-Buffalo game to Ford Field in Detroit. Not the first time that's happened, by the way. 8 years ago, winter weather forced Buffalo home game to be moved to Detroit. The Bills beat the Jets 38-3. That year, they actually moved a Sunday game back to Monday. They don't have that flexibility this week because apparently the Bills are just going to make a week of it in Detroit. They play the Lions on Thanksgiving Day to kick off the triple header.
When you go to Detroit, you don't want to spend as much time.
Yeah, I mean, you can't do it all in one day.
From Buffalo. You have to remember that. You're coming from Buffalo.
Buffalo and Detroit are first cousins.
That's what I'm talking about.
And Ndamukong Suh is once again part of an NFL roster. The veteran defensive tackle signed a one-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Suns are back in action tonight on the road at Salt Lake City against the Jazz. Suns coming off their win against Golden State on Wednesday. 9-5 on the year. Jazz, one of the big surprises in the league at this point. 10-6, but they've lost three straight. Point guard Chris Paul still listed as questionable for tonight's game with that heel injury. Josh Okogie also questionable with right hamstring soreness. Landry Shamet still out with a concussion. Tonight's game begins at 7. You can hear it starting with pregame coverage at 6:30 on the Arizona Sports app and 98.7. I'm torn, Bic. I'm curious to see what the Jazz look like up close and personal, but I don't want to stare at those uniforms. Those black and highlighter yellow things, man, was that a mistake.
Yeah.
Coyotes belt. Go ahead, Ben.
No, I was going to say this is a good night for the Suns to kind of dismiss the Jazz the way they just did the Warriors.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Coyotes fell to the Vegas Golden Knights 4-1 at T-Mobile Arena. Clayton Keller had the lone goal in the loss for the Coyotes, who are now 3-3 on their 14-game road trip, which continues. I guess they come home again. But they're not in action again until Monday night in Nashville. This is a crazy trip.
That is just awful.
This is the craziest trip since the Griswolds got stuck in a roundabout in London. Big weekend of college football as we head down the home stretch of the season. Arizona State celebrates homecoming with a Saturday afternoon kickoff against 25th-ranked Oregon State at Sun Devil Stadium. That game gets underway at 12:15. Pre-game coverage starts at 9:45 on the Arizona Sports app at 98.7. Arizona Wildcats, they're fresh off their upset win over UCLA. They host Washington State in Tucson at noon. And there's a big Pac-12 matchup at 6, the Rose Bowl. 7th-ranked USC, 16th-ranked UCLA face each other. USC, the final hope for another year for a Pac-12 berth in the college football playoff. In fact, there are only two games all weekend with two ranked teams, and they're both Pac-12 games because you got Utah and Oregon, which is also a
good one. And I read, you see that next week the Board of Regents are going to vote or meet about UCLA and whether they're going to let them go or not.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Anything?
I think it's a mistake. I think if UCLA ultimately goes to the Big Ten, they will regret it. I mean, we were talking about that story where, hey USC, you guys want to go in
share
Dutch
a plane?
on plane rides to Piscataway? That'd be great. ASU, the champion of the Vivid Seats Legends Classic, after absolutely annihilating 20th-ranked Michigan 87-62 in the championship game in Brooklyn. Sun Devil shot 60% from the floor, 11 of 19 on three-pointers. Desmond Cambridge led the way with 20 points. DJ Horn had 19, and freshman Austin Nunez came off the bench to score 15. Devils return home to Tempe to host Grambling State on Tuesday. Great win for the Sun Devils.
Yeah, a great moment for the program,
yeah,
right?
Very cool. Down in Tucson, Arizona, cruise past Utah Tech, 104-77. Kerr, Creesa, everybody's favorite. 6 of 7 from three-point range, 24 points.
Highest scoring team in the country right now.
Yeah.
U of A.
Pretty soon they'll have a game against a school that's not junior
that hasn't
varsity.
Changed their name in the recent...
yeah.
And Paul Goldschmidt. National League most valuable player for the first time in his career. During his time in Arizona, Goldie finished in the top six of the NL MVP voting 4 times, including 2 runner-up finishes. But this year, he finally breaks through. 35 home runs, 115 runs batted in, .317 batting average, led the NL with a .981 OPS and a .180 OPS plus. He beat out his teammate Nolan Arenado and Manny Machado of San Diego for the award. In the American League, Aaron Judge of the Yankees, who set a new American League record with 62 home runs, easily won the MVP, beating out Shohei Ohtani of the Angels and Houston's Yordan Alvarez. Happy for Paul Goldschmidt. A lot of Diamondbacks fans are very mad today.
Listen, I'm very happy for him. That's quite an honor for him. It's well-deserved, and that's the kind of guy that you're going to be happy for. You know what I mean? The Diamondbacks fans were livid. They're livid for a reason. Because they're all very happy for Paul Goldschmidt.
Paul Goldschmidt! D-backs also swung a trade yesterday. They got 2020 AL Rookie of the Year Kyle Lewis, the outfielder from the Seattle Mariners, in exchange for Cooper or Hummel. Lewis's career has been plagued by knee injuries. He's played in only 54 games at the Major League level in the last 2 years. And as you mentioned, Bick, the World Cup gets underway Sunday in Qatar, a Group A match between the host country and Ecuador. U.S. men's team opens up play Monday at noon against Wales.
Yeah.
So, it's here. The Wintertime World Cup.
Yeah,
strange.
I'm conflicted on that one, man. I might have to be like Gambo and wear a Wales jersey. That's where my grandparents are from. That's the homeland.
That's where the horse thieves are from?
You want a whale?
Yes.
I'm going to name my whale.